Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Marnie Sweatherick, and I welcome you to another edition in our series featuring amazing, wonderful, supernatural women. Women who are busy about God's business and have learned to spell the word busy, best unique strategies for you. Each of these gals come on the air for 3 to 5 minutes to share her own best practices in one or more categories of life. So get ready to be motivated and equipped with best unique strategies for you from today's fun, informative, and fascinating women. Okay, let's get going. Hi, everybody. This is Marnie, and I welcome you to Amazing Women. I have the privilege of having on the air with me here Annette Bustin. Are you there, Annette?
Yes, I am.
That's great. And am I saying your name right?
No, you're saying my name right, Annette.
Oh, that's great. Great. Annette, and where is home for you?
Home is Wildwood, Illinois. I live about an hour north of Chicago.
Oh, that's great. And Annette is a Christian author. She's a speaker. She's a columnist. She's been a daily columnist with the Herald and Zion Benton News for 8 years. Her column is entitled Inspiration. She's a nurse. She's a registered life coach. And she's here to talk with us a little bit about turning on a dime and about taking advantage of the opportunities life gives. Maybe when you're going one direction and things have got to switch around. And now, one of the interesting things you are telling me is that you find dimes everywhere.
Yes, a couple of years ago, my husband and I both started finding dimes. First, they showed up on the floor. Then you go outside and take a walk. There was a dime found on the ground. Doing laundry, I'd find a dime in the dryer, a dime in the washer, a dime in pockets. Jeff started finding them in his toolbox at work. And one day he was eating breakfast.
Oh, my goodness.
And after he picked up his plate, he found a dime on the kitchen table.
Did this just come out of the blue, or were you guys kind of, had you guys been talking about turning on a dime? Or did, because, okay, this isn't like my experience. I'm not finding dimes everywhere.
Well, no, we hadn't started talking about it. It just came out of the blue. And then after that, I felt like that saying started coming to me, turn on a dime. I started inquiring with the Lord, what is going on here? What's with all the dimes? And I even looked up the definition of dime in the dictionary, which said, you know, coin worth 10 cents. Underneath that definition, though, was the word dimension, which is spelled dime-mention. And that talked about, yeah, measuring extent. It talked about length and width and depth. So I thought it meant kind of like stretch yourself. And then I started thinking about it, and I thought, a dime is a tenth or it's a tithe. So was God speaking to us about being faithful in our tithing, and I will turn your life on a dime?
Wow, that's so cool. Well, that's a great idea to look it up in the dictionary. So what have you guys learned then as far as like turning on a dime? Tell me what that actually means to you. What does it look like in your life when you turn on a dime?
Well, to us, again, we started looking at the biblical perspective of maybe a dime standing for a tenth or a tithe. And making sure that we're tithing because God can open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on our life if we just are faithful in our tithing.
Yeah, that's so great. And a lot of people miss that. Maybe I know I've heard people say, well, as soon as I can afford it, I'll tithe. But that's kind of the backwards way to go about that, isn't it?
Uh-huh. And so we're still actually seeking and searching exactly what all the dime stuff is about. They're still turning up in unexpected places, so we're just continuing to follow God's lead on it. And then when I I saw your email on turn on a dime, I'm like, look at that.
You know, and in our business. Annette and listeners, we have learned that you have to be willing to turn on a dime. You have to be willing to say, okay, this direction that we're going is simply not right. We've just got to make an adjustment here. But sometimes we're so in love with the idea that it's kind of hard to do it. Have you ever found yourself there, Annette, where it's something that you know you have to change, but it's hard?
Yeah, especially when I went back to this definition about dimension, and it talked about a measurable extent, and I was thinking, again, stretching ourselves, it's really hard to stretch yourself. And again, even when you look at the tithing aspect right now, when money is so tight and there's so many financial issues, how do you stretch yourself to give a tenth of your income? It takes a lot.
Yeah. And then I think that what you have to just keep doing is by faith, just knowing that as I'm faithful to do the right thing, by faith I believe God will be faithful to do his part, which is to make it stretch far enough. And even with time, I think it's the same with time where, you know, we can just keep on giving of our time in the way that God asks us to, and he makes it work somehow, which always amazes me every single day.
You're absolutely right. And even in that tenth, you know, a dime standing for that 10, just looking at all the aspects of our life is where are we, you know, putting in that tenth or a tenth of each part of the day. Or, you know, like I said, I'm still looking at that, but it is interesting about turn on a dime.
Well, Annette, you are a public speaker as well. And have you ever thought of doing a talk on this subject? Because it's such a great topic.
Yeah, I have. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of pondering it now and thinking it over. And when you talk about speaking, I did want to mention that anyone out there that's a speaker that's been thinking about getting posted on your site, I have gotten a speaking engagement off of your site.
Well, that's great. Over at womenspeakers.com.
Yes.
Yeah. Super. Well, that's great. Well, I know there's a lot of activity going on over there all the time, so that's wonderful. It's just get your stuff, get your information out there. People do find you. Now, one of the things I was hoping to do too someday is over at ideasforwomensministry.com. It'd be fun. I think it'd be fun to do a whole theme set on this dime concept. And so, if anybody listening has ideas for Annette or for myself as we plow forward with this, then we can have Annette be the featured speaker for that theme set. But just go ahead and email. Go over to Marnie.com and find the support page there. It's real easy to find how to ask for support. Just email us in your ideas about dimes, maybe decorations using dimes or other stories using dimes or different things like that. We would love to hear it. And those of you who are listening, I encourage you to go learn a lot more about Annette. I'm going to spell her name for you because that is her website. Her name is her website. Is that true, Annette? Your name is your website?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So it's Annettee, so that's easy, Annettee, and then Budspain is B as in boy, U, D as in Dave, Z as in zebra, B as in boy, A-N as in Nancy.com. Oh, Annette, thank you so much for being here with us today. I hope you have a super rest of the day, and I hope we get to connect again really soon.
Thank you, Marnie. It was a blessing.
Okay, bye-bye.
Are you a leader, an author or speaker, a mom or Sunday school teacher? Leadership Club is my way of providing encouragement, practical help, and solid God focus to as many people as I possibly can. Together we are learning how to be all that Christ created us to be, in and through his power and presence in our lives. I encourage you to join us at Marnie.com. Have a great day.